Alright, here, good morning, afternoon, whenever it is you're attending this. And it's a little bit of a spicy take, but I want to tell you why I think paleo is ridiculous. Okay, and it's very, very simple. It's basically this. We are not living in Paleolithic times. We are not Paleolithic man. So, that being said, I understand, we'll unpack it a little bit, okay? I understand that there's context to that. Like, so my understanding of the paleo movement and market and industry is that, because it is its own business world, right? And, you know, you should take it with a grain of salt. There's a lot of great marketing in that world. But the idea that we want to look at the things that Paleolithic human would have consumed, as that's our next nearest relative, and we want to understand what the most genetically relevant diet is for us, or the most biologically relevant diet is for us, looking at a species or subspecies that is closest to us. I get that. I went to school for human biology. I, you know, practically lived at the anatomy building the anthropology building for 2 years. Or at least it felt like that. Maybe not as much as some, but point being, we were steeped in that kind of line of thinking. The idea that biology, you know, is trickled, you know, through the changes of, you know, the change happens slow over time, and the slow over time change happens with environmental pressures, and these environmental pressures, you know, playing on human and Paleolithic man and Paleolithic man's influence on the world and climate, and there's this push and pull between all of those forces of nature, right? There's no way we can necessarily understand it all, but I've been kind of initiated, if you will, into that line of educational, and that line of theory, I guess you could say, right? So the reason I think paleo is ridiculous is that Paleolithic man did not have internet or cars or laptops. There's a whole lifestyle that's not taken into account in the paleo discussion. Okay, well, like, it's meat-centric. So, oh man, it was beautiful. It was so funny. There was this study that came out recently that said Paleolithic man ate mostly veggies and fruits and nuts and stuff like that, and you could just hear the paleo movement dying a little bit inside when that came out. I mean, it, you know, one study does not beget the ultimate truth, and that's not the point. But the point is to show a little bit of hole in the logic to dispel confusion around what the heck am I supposed to eat and why am I supposed to eat it. The purpose of dieting in the way that we discuss diet in our modern world is to create a biological change, either a change in our weight or a change in our biochemistry, something that's happening in our body and in our organs. It is inherently temporary by its nature. When we talk about diet and going on a diet, we're doing it to create a result, knowing that there is some end goal in mind and that the diet will change when that end goal is reached. So that's dieting, going on a diet, right? If you talk about your diet and what you eat as your diet, we're talking about tools. So the diet is the tool, right? But diet, your diet, what one eats in the broad sense, is its lifestyle, and that is subject to change based on what you're doing, who you are, where you live, what season it is, how you need to spend your time, what you need to accomplish, what you want to accomplish, right? It's very much in flux, that the idea of diet, right? That's a thing that is constantly evolving and changing, what one's diet, right? But dieting, diet intervention, diet therapy, modulating the body through the diet, This is usually a short-term thing, so or it could be, you know, could be long-term, but there's an end game in mind. There's a result in mind, right? Maybe somebody will never eat carbs to get their blood sugar down and to modulate their and reverse their diabetes. And then what happens at the end of that is between that person and their practitioner, right? The person who's guiding them to make this biological change. Right, you wouldn't necessarily go into working on your computer without help. You wouldn't necessarily go into working on your car without help, without somebody knowing the ins and outs of what makes it work correctly and incorrectly. One probably wouldn't go like a maverick cavalier doing that. It's helpful to have some guidance. Few and far between are the mavericks who can figure it all out on their own. And that's fine. This talk really isn't about that. But this talk is about why Paleolithic man did not have an armchair. Or not even necessarily why, but the fact that Paleolithic man didn't have an armchair and lived a... his day-to-day life was different, or their day-to-day life was different. The pressures on their metabolism were different. Their stressors were different. The pollution in their world was different. So to say that eating what Paleolithic man had eaten is the best way to live, this is the most healthy thing that you can do, is marketing. And it's, you know, just acknowledge that you've been bit by the marketing bug. The marketing got you, right? It got you. And it's okay. We've all been got by marketing. Like, that's the point of it. And if you really want to brain trip out and look at all the marketing that has caught your attention, or maybe study marketing on the side for a couple of weeks, you know, half hour a day to learn what pressures have chosen what you do in your life and who you are in your life, right? That'll trip you out. It'll have you asking, who am I? The clothes that I'm wearing, the things that I like, is that up to me, or is that all marketing that dictated that for me? And that's the question, right? So not to break your mind, not to break people's brains and sense of self too much, but it's just interesting for introspection, right? To look at this stuff. So we've experienced that the paleo thing has a little bit of that mark of sensationalist marketing, right, on it. And it's not a big deal. Like, if you want to eat in accordance with that framework, that's fine. But you're not a caveman. You're not a Paleolithic human, right? We're not living in the Paleolithic times. We have automobiles and oil pollution and xenoestrogens and endocrine disruptors in our world that create a more complicated situation to untangle. It's not as simple as eating more steak and butter. Right? I'm not sure how much Paleolithic man was churning butter. Probably not very much. Actually, to be completely honest, I don't know how much butter the Paleolithic movement talks about eating, but it's just helpful to keep in mind context, all right? I don't hate it. I don't hate the people who do it. It's just looking at this thing and saying what part of the picture is missing to have the best possible result with the efforts that we're already putting in. So if you're a paleo diet eater and you love that, that's great. Keep doing it. But just keep in mind that if your results are frustrated, maybe you're not losing as much weight, maybe your biomarkers aren't changing in your blood labs and your blood panels as quickly as you would like them to, why could that be? Is it stress? Is it lifestyle? How many hours a day do you spend sitting? How many hours a day do you spend as a plumber or as a CEO or office worker? Or, right, how many hours do you spend dealing with with the pressures of your day-to-day life, right? You're not going around foraging all day long, right? In a way, you're meeting your needs, the needs that would have been met through foraging in a different way, performing a task, repetitive tasks. As we know, repetitive tasks breed repetitive stress. Repetitive stress leads to injury. It's called repetitive stress injury. So it's just a matter of looking at life with a little bit more context, okay? Keto is about a biological state. It's not about just eating meat and butter also. It's about ketones and creating, going into ketosis through repeated behavior patterns. You don't have to eat a certain bar to do it. You don't have to follow a certain protocol to do it, but it's good to have guidance through that. It's also not the entirety of the story. Now, that to be said, changing your diet is the kind of the center focal point of being able to change your body, right? If you change, it's said that if you can change the diet, then the rest is already done, right? If you fix the diet, then everything else kind of follows. So that much I can get down with, right? If you fix the diet, then you certainly are going to have a much better chance at sorting all that other stuff out, why your biomarker's off, what's up with all the environmental toxicity, all that stuff. You stand a better chance in the face of that stuff, but it's not the whole story. Electrical pollution, light pollution, petrochemical pollution, all the different kinds of pollutions that we live in this world, that's stuff that Paleolithic man didn't face. So it didn't matter how many Brazil nuts he ate. So, yeah, I don't know. This is my spicy take. Sorry if it's too spicy. I do happen to like spicy food, but we all have a tolerance, right? So I hope that's helpful. Hope it's useful. Hope it's insightful. And talk soon. Bye-bye.